Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
Now, from homes to hatchbacks, auctions are fast becoming a major force in South Africa's property and vehicle markets. Over 30% of real estate deals are now done under the hammer, and repossessed cars can go for as much as 78% below book value. Rising interest rates, online bidding, and the lure of a bargain have doubled auction attendance in recent years. But with no cooling off period and strict payment terms, a winning bid can also turn into an expensive regret. So let's navigate through all of this. I'm in conversation with Graham van Niekerk, head of motor disposable and movable assets at Park Village Auctions. And we're going to discuss what's driving the boom, how to buy smart, and how to avoid costly mistakes. So, Graham, this is an interesting one, and so many people have been exposed to auctions in the past couple of years. What do you think is behind the surge?
I think people have become a lot more educated in terms of purchasing on auction. Before, it was pretty much limited to dealers and people who had done auctions before. The public seemed to be a lot more friendly and a lot more open to purchase on auction these days. So that seems to be driving a lot of the movement towards auction buying.
And I'm assuming that a lot of it has got to do with bargain hunting, in other words, economic pressure, but there's also the convenience these days of online bidding, surely.
Yes, with the development of the online systems, which were, to a certain extent, the product of COVID, believe it or not, where people were forced to distance from purchases, and we were certainly our auction platform. We saw a huge surge in purchasing online after COVID, and indirectly that then led to people being able to purchase from different provinces, from all over the show, not necessarily only in the place where the goods were located.
And Graham, for someone who is new to auctions, who doesn't really understand the process, what's the best piece of advice that you can give? And maybe answer it by telling me what the single biggest mistake you see bidders make.
I think the single biggest mistake is not doing your homework. Buying on auction, we sell most assets in terms of, we used to be able to say futz-tuts, but we now use the term as is and with no duty to repair. And people think we're contracting out of gross negligence, but we're not. We're basically, we spend so little time with the asset, nothing in our possession we own. So everything is owned by the financial institution or a liquidator or a business rescue practitioner. So we don't spend any time with these assets. And as a result, we are, in terms of the Consumer Protection Act, entitled to sell these units as is and with no duty to repair. So people need to do their homework. We do provide a viewing and a fair opportunity to have a look at the units. So come along, have a look at what you're purchasing, and make sure you have made yourself acquainted with those assets before you purchase. That's probably the single biggest piece of advice.
So view and inspect the property or a vehicle before bidding. In that respect, then, what are buyers potentially looking out for?
You're potentially looking out for, so you need to, depending on what you're purchasing, you're looking out for, does it meet your need? Do you need something with a warranty, with a guarantee, in which case you're probably not going to want to be shopping on auction, unless the vehicle or the asset has got a manufacturer's warranty, which in some instances would still be in place. So these are the things you need to take into account when you come along and purchase, is that you can do all the homework on that before you actually get to buy the unit. People think you're rushed into an auction sale, but it's not really the case. You can come along, do some homework, and make sure you're purchasing the right thing.
All right, so you've done your homework, you have been successful. How does payment work from deposit to final settlement? And bidders, I understand that they've got to have the funds ready to move immediately.
Again, Jeremy, depending on what you're purchasing, but a vehicle, let's take a vehicle for instance, you're more than entitled to apply for finance on that vehicle, and there are a lot of institutions that provide finance for you on that vehicle, so you can then finance the vehicle. A deposit is usually required in order to enter the bidding process. It is refundable should you not buy, and if you then purchase, your funds pretty much have to be ready, either in the form of a finance agreement or in terms of purchasing the vehicle, understanding that we have a nothing, as I said to you earlier, belongs to us. So we basically are selling for and on behalf of somebody. So we need to pay them out as well, so that we just facilitate that transaction.
And I don't know if I read this figure correctly, but repo vehicles can sell for up to 78% below retail. What explains such a steep discount?
I don't know if 78% is an accurate figure. Certainly you are buying a vehicle below trade value of a vehicle, which is how we tend to measure vehicles. Mm. But a retail price, we measure everything by trade. So if you're buying a vehicle, it's probably 80 to 90% of trade value, depending again on the condition of the vehicle. A lot of these units will be in a slight they'll basically be in a poor condition. And
let's
and
say previously then, challenged, let's use that.
Previously challenged, yeah. Yes. Well used. I think you're trying to think of a polite way to say it. but they then you can expect the vehicles to sell for a lot less or the units to sell for a lot less if they are in a not great state of affairs at that stage.
And tell me, Graham, there's no cooling off period. So how can I protect myself from bidder's remorse?
Yeah, the cooling off period doesn't exist if you're selling in terms of Section 45. But if you're going to try and avoid the bidder's remorse, again, that boils all the way back down to just do your homework. Come along and acquaint yourself. People tend to feel that they rushed into an auction. It is a process where you can get carried away, but if you've done your homework, you've pegged yourself a figure and you stick to that, then you should be able to buy something reasonable on auction.
And I'm hopefully making the assumption that safeguards exist to prevent auction scams, particularly online. Are there any specific red flags, Graham, that people should look out for?
Excellent question, and that is something that we really battle daily with, is the scams. It as we put one out, the next one arrives. And from our point of view, we do as much as possible, and we've discovered that the only way to try and avoid this is education. And if I can give any advice to anybody, if you are denied free or fair access to view an asset before you purchase on an auction, you can almost guarantee that you are being scammed. If they require money before you purchase, you can almost guarantee you are being scammed. So please, very good question.
Graham Fenwick, thank you very much indeed from Park Village Auctions. I appreciate your time.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.